The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And everyone that does, he prunes, so that it will bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in them will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it is the early church experiencing this new person, Paul, who was previously persecuting them, who had a conversion, and now they're learning to trust him that his conversion was authentic. And you know the story of St. Paul. I know it well. It's my name. My feast day is the conversion of St. Paul. But St. Paul is unique in Scripture in that during this time of Easter, we've been hearing how before the ascension, after the resurrection, before the ascension, Jesus Christ was, the risen Lord, was appearing to his early church to strengthen them and to let them know he truly had risen. And he ate with them and they touched him. He was no ghost. But after the resurrection, Jesus did not appear to anyone in Scriptures that I'm aware of except for St. Paul. And it was on the road to Damascus, after the ascension, after Pentecost and the descent of the Holy Spirit, that Paul encountered the risen Lord. And what did the risen Lord say to Paul, or Saul? Saul is his Hebrew name, Paul was his Latin name. He said, Saul, Saul, why are you? That is theologically very important, not only emotionally important, but you see, after the ascension and the descent of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ was no longer present in the one body, Jesus of Nazareth, but he is present in his body, the church, the disciples of Jesus, those who have been attached to him by baptism. And Jesus in the gospel today says, I am the true vine. What does that mean? The vine harkens back to Old Testament throughout Scripture. Israel, or the people of God, were compared to the vine that God planted and God tends. Jesus is saying, I am the embodiment. God, truly God, became human to embody perfectly God's person, the people of God. But then through his ascension, He and the living in us through the sacraments, He becomes the sacrament of God, the church, the body of Christ on earth. We become the perfectly obedient people of God, although ourselves not obedient, but He is, and we continue to be attached to Him. And this is the mystery of God, how God saves us by joining our divinity, our humanity. We are caught up in His divinity. His life, the perfect gift to God for the salvation of all, and we then are saved and rise with Him as we join ourselves to Him. And so Jesus makes this analogy. The Father is the vine grower. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And it is this indwelling, this attachment that gives us eternal life. And Jesus then brings more parts of this metaphor or this analogy. He says, if you do not remain attached to me, part of my church, you will wither and eventually be burned. It's not a good image. Don't want to dwell on that one. But then if you do, you will be pruned, and the goal is to produce fruit, right? What is the fruit? The fruit is the flower of our being alive in Christ Jesus. It is loving deeds, but more so than just loving deeds by our own strength. It's God's loving deeds being worked through us, and ultimately it's anything that gives life, divine life, to other people. And so Jesus gives us this beautiful metaphor. But as I pondered and pray on this, I think there's part of the metaphor I'd like to add. I hate to say that, Jesus. But how does the fruit or the branches receive that life that comes from the vine? It is the sap. Right, you know the sap of the tree, but I actually looked it up in Google, and vines, grapevines, have sap. And I read further that when you prune the grapevine, the sap leaks out and falls to the ground. It's as if the vine is crying or bleeding. But you see, it is the sap that is giving us life. The sap, what is the sap? The sap is the Spirit and power of God, S-A-P. We are made children of God by being united to God, no longer merely earthly creatures, but the abode and the temple of the Holy Spirit, the sap, the spirit and power of God living in us, and it produces the fruit. And I can go further. Right? How do we receive that sap? It is by being attached to Christ, and Christ, God who became human to join our humanity, joined us in the person of Jesus Christ, but then so that He could reach all people and all time, established His church based on the 12 apostles, the new Israel, the vine, and established the sacraments that would be the communication of God's divine life, especially baptism and Eucharist. And even Paul, after his conversion, the first thing he did was to be baptized. It is in baptism that we truly are first attached to the vine. We become one with Christ. He lives in us, we live in Him. And then it is through the Eucharist that divine life grows and continues to flow in us. And Jesus says this elsewhere in the Gospel of John. John chapter 6, you know, unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you do not have life within you. The Eucharist is the sap. John chapter 3 says that unless you're born again of water and the Spirit, that's baptism, you do not have salvation or divine life. That's the sap, the sacraments, and the prayer, right? We receive the sap, the spirit, and power of God through the sacraments and prayer. And why do I add prayer to that? because we can receive the sacraments and it can just flow right off us and make no effect. We can come to Mass hundreds of times and it has no effect unless we allow that divine life that we truly receive in the sacraments to change us, to sink into our hearts. And that happens in prayer. And I'm talking, yes, about intercessory prayer or prayer where I ask for things, but more so for prayer when I'm listening to God and allowing God to speak to me. Right? Jesus says, "You are already pruned because of my word that I spoke to you." The highest form of prayer, the most important, is to meditate upon scriptures and allow those scriptures or Jesus to speak to us through those scriptures. And we need to set aside time to regularly do that. And those scriptures will encourage us and direct us, but also at times they will convict us. And that's part of the pruning. When God makes it known to us things of our life we need to cut out. And so we receive this divine life through the sap, the sacraments and prayer. It allows us to live in the Spirit and the power of God. Remember when I said when you cut the vine, it cries and it bleeds. One of the things that it brings to mind is the true vine was pruned. On the cross, he bled. He was cut. He cried. And from his side, when the soldier's lance pierced it, out flowed blood and water. The sacraments of the church, the birth of the church, baptism and Eucharist. And we are joined to Christ in the sacraments and allow those to deepen our life and our union with him through prayer. Many people tell me, I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to go to church. But this is one of God's greatest commandments and desires, to do this in memory of me. This is how we are attached to the vine. This is how we retain our spiritual life and remain fruitful. We don't focus so much on our works, because that can be only our divine human power. And we don't know if we're doing God's work. But we focus on the sacraments and prayer and let God's divine life, his Spirit and power work in us. And if we don't have time for sacraments and prayer, then we're too busy, because this is the most essential part of our life, to remain attached to the vine. And so sometimes I hear that I don't need to pray, I don't need to come to church, or I'm too busy. That's something that needs to be pruned, because this is the most important thing we do, to be attached to Christ. And our daily personal prayer is very important, but also our communal worship that we do in this celebration. People say, I can stay home and pray. I don't have to come to church. But this is the highest form. If there were 1,000 Christians and each of them stayed home and prayed, that would be good. But if 1,000 Christians come together and give God praise and worship at this very sacrament, when he is joined to God in us most completely, the sacrifice of the cross and the resurrection made available to us, we become what we were most meant to be, people in worship and praise of God in the assembly, giving witness to Christ's living power in the world and inviting all to join. That's when the church is most fruitful, when we are gathered in prayer. And so let us remain in the power of God, the Spirit and the power, through the sacraments and through prayer.